This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. Thank you for listening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're listening on that Odyssey app. If you don't have it, it'll take 2 minutes to download on your phone. Get that thing. You can listen to the Junkies wherever you are on the go. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Go to cropmetcalf.com. If you want information on how to become one of their five-star technicians, I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is sitting directly across from me.
Good morning, Cakes.
Hello. Good morning to you. John Paul Flame, diagonal.
What's up, man? We got a long day in D.C. because we're here in the morning, and then we got to be back here in the evening.
That is true. That's a very good point. And Eric Bickle to my right.
All right. I'm a little confused because it's at Nats Park, but it's an Odyssey thing, right?
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a client schmooze, a meet and greet, if you will. All right. Rub the elbows with people that are spending money on the station, which is always a good thing.
I did some calculus. I'm just going to stay here. Very driving good. Home to be yes. there for a couple hours to drive back.
Yeah, I just don't know what you'll do other than sleep.
I'm going to go get my chips in the cash game streets for a few hours.
See, you're doing the same thing.
Well, I mean, I'd rather drive 10 minutes and see Frops with the degenerates for a few hours, grab some lunch, and then
dive back
into the city instead of drive all the way out to the hinterlands and then fight traffic back in. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take a pass on that.
I did the math. It just didn't seem worth it because at the very best, I mean, we actually have a post-show meeting today, which doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. Very best to get home by 11.
Yeah.
And then I got to take off at what, 2? 2:30?
Yeah.
I guess you can make an argument. Well, there's 3 hours, but
I definitely see.
I'll use the gym. I have some other projects going on.
Well, my only project is get a Happy Meal and then park my car and then hopefully just set somebody in the 1-3 cash
Good
game.
Luck.
That's the goal.
Good luck. Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do.
I told CK I'll be a little late. I'll probably be there 4:30-ish. But, yeah, it's just one of those awkward deals.
Yeah.
Driving back into the city.
Today would have been a good day for golf. Tomorrow, no.
Tomorrow it's going to rain.
Tomorrow it's going to be, like, not severe, but thunderstorms mid-afternoon.
What about Thursday?
I think Thursday's going to be a little cooler and breezy.
Ah, very good.
So, 50s, but breezy.
Right.
Tomorrow would have been, in terms of temperature, would have been a perfect day to get out there. Well, but it's going to thunderstorm.
Sounds like Wednesday's a perfect day for you guys to go see some flops at the Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor. That's tomorrow night.
Not a bad idea. So you know.
If the Cakes Classic was at noon, I'm all in.
Yeah, but it's too bad it starts at 7:15 p.m. It doesn't start at noon.
You mentioned a Happy Meal. I've been eating so much fast food lately.
Yeah.
It's
just been on a tear.
Something's got to give.
Yeah,
something's got to give. I don't know. What did I have yet? Yeah, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Great. I mean, you know, fillet fish. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last night I double dipped on. Last night I tried the Wendy's. I finally tried the Wendy's Girl Scout Thin Mint Frosty.
Yes.
I got to tell you, Frosties are too thick.
Okay.
I know that may be. Terrible thing for people. I like to be able to suck my shake through my straw. Mm. You have to wait forever for it to melt, or you just have to use a spoon.
Yeah, that's
too
may
much
be,
with a spoon.
That may be an item that it's tough to consume while you're driving. That's more like a passenger item or like a JP move where if you sit in the in the Wendy's and eat.
Yeah,
you just
eat
it there instead of on the go.
I managed it, but you just got it. It's just, I don't know. I don't know why they make it so thick. I guess that's their thing.
Yeah, it's the way they differentiate from the competition.
Not a fan. They're at Asiago Chicken. Have you had that? They're Asiago Ranch Chicken Sandwich.
I have not.
Not bad.
Okay, good.
Not bad. Like that. But, I mean, seriously, I've had Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's, Cava.
You're doing
all like in the last 10 days or so.
Right.
Subway. Yeah. There's a lot of fast food in my life.
You're
right
on
now.
Quite the
tail
over there.
You were in Florida at the tournament, so you were just grabbing quick
lunches.
Dude, I
didn't tell you this. When we were in Florida, because I was there with some friends from Tampa. Mm-hmm. They came up and they hung out with us, and they're my Cornell buddies, and we went to volleyball matches together and just became really close with them. And we all like to drink.
Yeah.
We were drinking Irish coffees at 7 a.m., and then we were drinking.
Aggressive.
The whole day. Whole day. Moderate drinking.
Yeah.
But it took its toll, didn't it?
That's a tough ask.
Did you sleep all right?
At mid-50s.
Like, I mean, I would stop at like 7, but yeah.
I understand, but lighting the fuse at 7 a.m. and then drinking till 7 p.m., you said?
I would feel like,
just moderate, but like you're...
Moderate.
It's a steady drip through the day.
You drink your Irish coffee for a couple hours and maybe you reload.
Okay.
And then, you know, next thing you know, you're at dinner and you're ordering drinks. I mean, it wasn't like you were just constantly buzzed. But, you know, you started drinking at 7 in the morning, and you really don't stop until 7 or 8 at night.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a lot. It takes its toll.
It has to.
You know.
I mean, you're not 25 anymore.
Right.
You're 55.
Yeah.
It's way different.
55, you know, I don't know. How many more jackets am I going to buy in my life, Cakes?
You?
Yeah, there's a guy
probably
that does
it. 40.
No, there's a guy that does a comedy bit where like, yeah, I've had this jacket for 10 years. I'm probably going to buy like 3 more.
Right.
It's my whole
life. Solid bit that he's doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that many more jackets to buy.
That's a good point. I've been walking around in the same North Face jacket for like 5 or 6 years. Probably not going to buy that many more of them.
I've been saying it for a while. Brett needs to send me a new one because the zipper is broken, but I keep riding it out.
Yeah, you can go out and buy your own jacket, JP. You don't need to rely on Brett for another Sup Dogs jacket.
Great jacket.
I'm sure the jacket's nice, but like if you're cold, just go to like Nordstrom Rack or something and buy a $40 jacket.
It's nice to get freebies.
I'm not turning away freebies ever. I'm just saying, don't rely on the hot dog king of North Carolina to send you your next coat.
All right, I got you.
So, Cakes, you have your Caps beanie on. Yesterday, I was driving around listening to the broadcast right here on this station.
Mm-hmm, very good. Company man.
Because I was chauffeuring my daughter to swimming practice, and it was 2-0 Caps, and they were raving about it being the best period they had in a long time.
Yep.
And then Willie got in a fight with Brady Tkachuk.
He did, yes.
Who got in the fights.
U.S. versus Canada.
Yes. The Tkachuks are fiery guys. So, Willie and Tkachuk got into it.
His brother is out for the year. Did you see that?
And
it's funny, too, because after the game, I guess Willie let it be known that Connor McMichael, I guess, had either talked to him or texted him and said, kind of expecting you to do something with Tkachuk in town.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, Connor McMichael's kind of...
Oh, he laid the foundation.
He's kind of the instigator there where he just put it out there basically saying, yeah, everybody's relying on you, Willie. Don't let us down. That sort of deal.
The name's not popping into my head. The color commentator who does the radio call.
Is it Ken Sabourin?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, well, clearly Ottawa's trying to spark something here.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they kind of did because the Caps dominated that first period. They're up 2-0.
Third period
and
got dicey.
It ends up being an overtime game, which goes to shootout. Luckily, Washington actually won via shootout, but
Stromer,
they kind of let it slip
rescue.
Away.
Stromer to the rescue. And
Stromer looked like the closest thing we've had to an Oshie.
In the overtime and the shootout, Logan Thompson
was
amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys saw the highlights or watched the game, but he was, because the Caps committed a too many men on the ice penalty during the overtime.
Yeah.
So they were on the
PK. Man up and they pulled the goalie.
Logan Thompson was completely under siege, like just getting assaulted and peppered with shots, just making save after save. He was awesome. And then he was stellar in the shootout too.
Yeah.
So that was a really good performance.
That's
by
why they
Logan
paid
Thompson.
Him the big dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah. No doubt.
So they were lucky. They blew a 3-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
They get the overtime win, which stems the tide because they were in the midst of that 3-game losing streak.
Yeah. So that was one they kind of needed because they had a season-long five-game homestand. So they kind of salvaged it with two wins, three
what
losses in between.
Ottawa score with like a minute left?
Kachuk scored with a minute left to tie it up.
Yeah,
but they
forced it to
how
OT.
How old's Brady Kachuk?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know how old. 26 or 27, I would guess. Maybe, not even that old. But
their goal with the minute left, Jason, 25. Was 6-on-4.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
I mean,
that
it
highlight.
Was just a joke.
I was watching it this morning on my computer.
And then, you know, I think it was in the overtime period when Ovi got tripped right in front of the goal, which they had called a tripping on
us
earlier.
He got tripped for like 10
earlier. Seconds left. Yeah, and I don't know. It's just annoying. I mean,
there was also a hooking call on former cap Nick Jensen that the refs just swallowed their whistle. Right. And Carberry was distraught about it.
But right.
I guess you don't get every call.
All's well that ends well, I guess. You could see he was pissed every time they would show him during the latter portion of the game, but then he had a big smile on his face when they came up big with that win. And
got those 2 points.
I
got to
say,
the
in the pregame warm-up when they were showing it, I was just watching the pregame stuff on Monumental, the Caps players looked alive. They looked hyped. So did Ottawa. I mean, it was a big game for Ottawa, too, because Ottawa was battling for a wild card. But the Caps players looked like they were ready to play, and they certainly came out. Like that.
Well, they'd had a three-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They knew they needed to get 2 points on home ice.
But a win's a win, bud.
Yep. You take it.
Win's a win. Gets to 86 points.
Well, it would have gotten ugly, even though it wouldn't have particularly mattered. You know, largely this season's been kind of locked in, but
if
don't want to lose four in a row.
No.
Oh, no.
You don't want to lose four
it's
in a row.
It's not a good look.
Yeah.
All right, coming up later.
Now they play the Rangers, I think tomorrow.
Road trip up to New York. I think it's
tomorrow.
It might be Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure which.
I think it's tomorrow.
Okay. Later, we'll talk Commanders with Nikki Javala. She's going to join the show at 8:25. Lots of news in Commanders land, especially Debo Samuel landing here via trade. And we'll talk to a former 49er and former Washington safety, Dante Whitner. He's going to join the show coming up at 9:40 right here on The Fan. A reminder, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. You have to keep listening to the show. Your first chance to get the word of the day that we will reveal is coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And we'll give you 3 chances throughout the show where we'll reveal that word. So keep listening. We'll do that coming up later.
I know we're going to get into some legal advice from somebody that would surprise you that is giving legal advice.
I always want legal advice if I can get it.
I just got fashion advice from Drab during the break, and I'll let Drab speak. I would rate myself a 3 out of 10 in the fashion scale. I don't expect to win any awards for fashion.
None of us do.
Generally don't care.
Yeah.
But he pulled me aside and he's like, JP, I want to give you some unsolicited advice.
Look at Drab giving tips and pointers.
Well,
it
was just from what happened during the first segment. So if you look at JP right now, I think JP looks very sharp. He's got it looks like a new haircut, but he's wearing a polo sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's wearing some jeans that look nice with it and his white sneakers. He looks presentable like a 54-year-old man should, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess that's because, first of all, I didn't even notice, but I guess it's because he's going to the thing tonight.
I figured I'd wear a nice shirt. Now, that said, I kind of wear this once a week.
Yeah.
The shirt.
Okay.
I was told not to wear tennis shoes or hats.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I do have a change of shoes.
I was told it was business casual.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear business casual tonight.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
I might break the hat rule. It's possible.
Yeah, fine.
It's possible. But go ahead.
So this is so minor, but it kind of ricks me that he's such a big silly and he looks sharp right now. And no offense to Brett, but he's walking around with a dumb bar jacket on. As a 54-year-old guy,
yeah,
and he could be looking silly. Like, if you want to wear that to, like, go to the liquor store or something real quick, okay, I get it. We got those monumental coats. I throw that on every blue moon.
Yeah.
That can't be your 1A jacket, and he wears it all the time. He just he's a stud. Buy a real jacket.
Drab t-shirt, he will dispense this advice, because I remember a few years ago, I was wearing something, and he didn't like. He liked what I was wearing other than the fact that I was wearing like a promotional hat, like a promotional beanie. I think it was from our friends at Ellie's Hats. You're wearing that good-looking outfit and you ruin it by wearing that promo hat.
Didn't you also get bullied with your golf outfit?
I'm sure.
That well, values, I mean, his golf outfit. Yeah. I mean, he looked like he was playing in 2003 Masters.
There's a reason that golfdom gave me a glow up a few years ago. It needed to be done
because you had the super long shorts.
Yeah, there's.
I mean, he had JNCO. He was playing in JNCOs. Yeah.
I'm not even sure what JNCOs are, but
he will dispense the advice.
So is JP going to walk into the Odyssey get together tonight wearing the bar stool?
No, he
best
couldn't
bar
do,
jacket.
Couldn't do
no,
that.
I'd probably just I'm just going to wear this.
Yeah,
I just wear this in the morning when I get in the car and here. And like you said, to go to the liquor store or wherever I'm going, it is my go-to daily jacket.
I know this is the wrong crowd, the three of you guys, to make this pitch to JP. Because you guys wear promo stuff all the time, as do I. There's a time and place. It just can't be your everyday jacket, which it pretty much is for JP.
How many jackets? It's definitely my everyday jacket.
How many jackets are in your rotation?
Right now?
One. Yeah.
One. No, two. Wow.
Yeah, you need,
but very, very rarely wear
the other
one. You
need to double up. You need to double up on jackets.
Yeah, at least. I mean, don't do what I do.
Plus, I gave one of my jackets to my son because he's gotten taller and he was still wearing like a medium. And I was like, dude, just take mine.
Hey, someone get JP the Sean Merriman coat drive.
You do need a coat drive.
Somebody call lights out immediately. Yeah.
I have a closet full of jackets. I like jackets.
Yeah.
I have, and I wait until they come back in style. I've been wearing a couple jackets lately that I haven't worn in 20 years, and they're back in style. And they look silly.
You're just waiting for all the cycles.
Yeah.
They were so good.
But don't you still have your Homies Movie Review Letterman jacket?
I wear that all the time. I love that.
Yeah, part of this is JP's minimalist.
You just got one jacket?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. No, I have a trench coat. I think he said you should be wearing a pea coat with this.
Like,
well, if you wear a suit and it has its place.
The only time you're doing that is a funeral.
Right.
At this stage in your life.
If it's cold,
when someone
dies. So I have a trench coat. I've got another one which
like
might
Vince
be
Lombardi.
Qualified as a pea coat. Yeah. He said a pea coat. I'd have to look up exactly sure.
Did you wear that Sup Dogs jacket to Pete's funeral?
No.
I
wore a suit.
Yeah.
No jacket.
You got a little respectable.
But you wear it to like the swim meets and picking Isabel up from school at her Catholic
school.
It's
his good number one go-to. He got nothing else. And it is a little embarrassing.
It's not even a winter jacket. But here's the thing. It's not
the basic. It's the same jacket that he's wearing.
It's like a tweener.
He has capital drywall on his.
Well, Jason's not a fashion plate either.
You would if it's.
I got some nice stuff.
You do, but you don't wear it around here.
Here's the question.
Yeah, why would I wear a nice?
I don't care what I look like here.
Why would I wear a nice jacket here?
No. If it's 15 degrees out, it's butt cold. That's the jacket you wear?
When I went sledding?
Like anywhere. Yeah, you went sledding. That jacket is paper thin.
Nah, it's pretty good.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't look very thick.
It's like in between. It's a spring jacket.
I mean, does it even have a liner?
Silly Under Armour.
Does it have a fleece liner inside? Nothing?
I don't know. It's warm enough for me.
It's a little thicker than you might think. But
do you
wear that when it's snowing?
That looks pretty flimsy.
They said he wears it sledding. He wears it
It's very flimsy.
Like, if he were climbing Mount Everest, that's the jacket he'd wear. Yeah. you need more stuffing in your jacket. If I was climbing Mount Everest, you don't need an EB level.
I would get an
jacket.
EB red.
You need something
big,
in between.
Thick one.
You need at least a tweener jacket, I would think.
Do you even wear a coat indoor?
Generally, I don't because...
See? Cakes doesn't even wear something.
I would rather be waterboarded than wear a winter jacket while I'm driving into work.
Actually,
just because it's just uncomfortable.
Last night, for example, I'm a little bit like you. Yeah. I didn't wear anything because I had a hoodie. If I'm just going to the gym or taking my kid around somewhere, a lot of times I'll just wear a hoodie and not a jacket.
It would be fun if we did. We should do a fashion show one time. All the junks.
We need a
and
judge.
Love it. All the judges, but even you dummies. Right. Everybody... And then we get judges, and we just come in, and we just dress how we think we look silly.
We feel like it's a good fit.
We look silly.
But you're asking us to try. Like, I think the reality is here is this is my everyday, and I said I would judge myself a 3 out of 10. Yeah.
But we'd have to have, like, two or three different categories. We'd have to have, like, evening wear.
Casual.
I like it.
Bikini.
Yeah, bikini.
Athleisure wear. I mean, we'd have to have different categories.
Yeah, swimsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we can skip the swimsuit part.
Yeah, the swimsuit we can leave aside.
I like that, though.
Yeah, you want to have a few different fits.
Like your chilling fit.
Right.
Well, like EB fit. Steps it up, but mostly his golf gear.
You can do your lounge house fit.
Cakes has the sweatpants, but they look like slacks. That's his go-to move.
They don't look like slacks, but they're like a step up from big baggy sweatpants.
The Vuori pants, I think, are designed to kind of look like regular. They almost look like golf pants.
I wish I could find them
regular
on
sale. Pants.
They're just regular sweats. I don't know why you think that. I feel like they're just regular sweats. I have a pair of that. They're just like regular.
No, they definitely look
jogger-ish.
More like. They look more like slacks.
I don't know if they look like slacks.
I don't think so. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a jeans guy. Jason wears the same sweatpants.
If you
every
own
day.
A real estate or title company or anything, Jason will wear your gear. He doesn't care.
He'll wear your quarter zip or your jacket.
I will too.
That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm wearing,
he's got a drywall company.
I mean, he's got Honor Brewing
got Honor Brewing.
And Capital Drywall Jacket.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll wear the Maryland engineering gear. Just none of it was everything was extra large or bigger.
Yeah. I gave away the engine. I did give away to my buddy Lucas. His dad went to the Maryland Engineering School. They wanted it. At least I know one guy.
Anyway, that was unsolicited advice, much like the advice which Casey Anthony is giving away, which is a stunner.
I mean, I saw that this morning when I was doom scrolling Twitter.
She was like a photographer.
I couldn't believe it.
What happened to her photography business?
Well, she's working like the legal advocate game.
Honestly,
at this point.
I'm not good at the tabloid stuff. Remind me, was she was accused of murder?
She strangled her own kid or something.
Yeah, she was accused of killing
her
kid.
Remember, she was going out partying and they couldn't find the kid and they eventually found.
And she said that the nanny took her and there was no nanny.
But there's something shady going on with the parents. Who knows what was going on with all that? I don't know. The whole thing was weird.
Well, there was allegations of sexual abuse from the father.
Right. But she was going out.
If you have questions, I will set up an email address where we can correspond directly. Up until this point, that has never happened. And it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters. One of the main reasons that I'm doing this, there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included.
I don't understand.
What is she even talking about?
It's honestly, it's a 3.5 minute word salad that she's doing, but she's, I guess, offering legal advice.
When I first saw it, I thought it was going to be an OnlyFans bit. Like Casey Anthony's doing OnlyFans.
I know. This is one step closer, even though it's a tiny step, to doing OnlyFans.
Yeah. So she's a paralegal or something like that, right? So she wants to give advice to people, but it didn't sound very specific. I mean,
she says she's been in the legal system, working in the legal system since 2011, 2012.
Right.
And everyone's like, well, what happened in 2011? Why are you so familiar with the legal process?
How did you get so intertwined with the legal system?
Honestly, she just needs to be a bartender.
What is she doing for money? Who would hire her?
I know at one point she was like a photographer, and then I think she's been a bartender. And then, you know, listen,
I guess you hire her.
Pretty soon she'll have a podcast. She'll be making millions.
A legal podcast.
When you murder.
I'm so crazy.
When you're convicted or whatever, she was convicted of murdering basically your own child, probably should top out at bartender.
And
you're lucky enough.
Wait, she was not convicted. Guilty. She wasn't convicted.
She wasn't convicted. That was
not guilty.
That's the whole story.
But here's more advice for her. Here's my advice to her. Keep a low profile.
Yeah,
how about
profile.
You don't turn the camera on?
Get a few more tattoos.
And go on Twitter.
Move
and
to Frederick. Bartend. That's what I would
Frederick like. And or Laurel.
So yeah, go to Laurel. Find an old porno store that's still around. Work the register there.
Hey, here's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Let's say you were a single man and Casey Anthony, you know her history.
Yeah.
You believe she's a murderer.
Would you smash?
But she's into you. Would you tap it?
I don't think so.
Really couldn't tap
you're
a murderer?
Single?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You would.
If you're single,
you know,
she's
like,
a
you,
murderer.
You know she's a murderer.
I'm not going to date her, but like, if she...
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Too many drinks one night.
Can you imagine the role playing that you could do?
You want to stay away from that. You want to just keep it on the straight and narrow.
I don't think.
She doesn't look bad for how long has she been removed from the spotlight?
I mean,
been 5 years?
Decade?
No, it's got to be 15 to 20 years. I mean, that whole thing?
2011 is when she was found not guilty by a Florida jury. She was found guilty of lying to the police, but she was found not guilty of murder.
Correct.
I don't know how.
Well, OJ was also found not guilty of murder.
Was it the kid, her daughter found like in her trunk? I think so. Or something. It was like across the street.
She was in the woods, but there was a bag of, I don't know, clothes or something in the trunk.
Right.
There was something in the trunk, but it wasn't the body.
The child, I think the child was like buried in the woods.
Yeah. She was in the woods.
And from what I remember, I think the trunk like smelled like death.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when people like inspected it.
Yeah. She hit the lottery.
Her and Jody Arias need to do a Call Her Daddy spinoff.
Well, Jody Arias, though, she's in jail forever. She's gone. Right? She's never coming out.
Well, didn't she stab her boyfriend like 1,000 times in the shower?
Yes. Yeah. Somehow,
I don't remember his name.
The boyfriend's name. Hold on.
Or Brian or...
Hold I don't on. Remember what was at his all. Name? Oh, I can't
believe it. What were the initials?
No, I don't know.
I think T.A.
Oh, Travis, Tyler, Taylor, Terry...
Travis Taylor used to catch balls for the Ravens back
Travis
in the day.
Alexander.
Yeah. Travis Alexander.
Jody Arias still, she has an Instagram account.
How?
Well, she sends her art out, probably in the mail, and someone to post it. But every once in a while, she posts photos of herself. She's still kind of cute. to tell you.
Getting it done after all these years.
Jody Arias. Let me see.
So, Cakes, you would. You wouldn't have a problem. Now, you're single. You're at a bar.
I'm not saying.
Casey Anthony's next to you.
I'm not going to parade her around town and say, hey, look at my new girlfriend. I'm dating Casey Anthony.
But you're you'd smash.
You asked if I would smash and I were single. The answer is yes. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest.
You know what?
I wouldn't feel great about it.
But you wouldn't sleep over, would you?
I would feel great about it for about 4 seconds.
Would you sleep over?
Would I sleep over?
Wouldn't you be worried she'd chloroform you?
It's a great question.
I think the accusations...
That might be one, I would not. That
might the be accusations where, of her killing her daughter was that she used chloroform.
Right. Now, chloroform will knock you right out.
Yeah, you'd have to keep your eyes open.
I might just have to tidy up and say, thanks. Don't give me your number. I'll never see you again. Because I know your sordid history.
Dude, Jody Arias actually has some artistic ability. Like, I'm on her her Instagram. It's art by Jody Arias. You can go to jodyarias.com. You can buy some of her art. I mean, it's way better than anything I could do.
Sponsored by Arby's.
Oh, she, Instagram straight
she did flexing. She did a picture of Steph Curry. She did.
So she killed her boyfriend or husband.
No, she killed her kid.
Oh, Jody Arias?
Oh, no, Arias killed her boyfriend.
Yeah,
right,
Jody Arias killed the boyfriend, stabbed him to death.
Casey Anthony in the shower. Killed her kid. Right.
It was in the shower.
Right.
Just, I mean, then she lied and said she didn't do it, and then she finally said she did it, but she did it because...
Self-defense.
He was abusing her.
Drabby, I'm gonna really test your abilities here. Jody Arias killed Travis Alexander in his blank Arizona home.
Mesa.
That's a good one. You know everything. You know everything about the case.
Vanilla.
Look at you.
Scoop.
Scoop. I mean, was that such a layup? Did everybody knows that?
No. You got to play the Brady Anderson clip.
I got to find it. I got to find it first.
I bought it.
He's just an Arizona guy. He just knows Arizona.
Yeah,
stuff.
He does know everything Arizona.
Isn't Arizona
scoop of vanilla, when scoop of chocolate. Don't waste my time.
Oh, my God.
I love Brady Anderson.
Weren't you almost murdered there? Is that where you were almost murdered?
Phoenix.
In Phoenix, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that guy still with us? Is he still walking the earth, but he's incarcerated because he murdered somebody else?
I mean, he's walking the hallways of Florence Penitentiary in Arizona for the rest of his
life. You're so lucky to be sitting where you are right now.
He robbed you, right? You got robbed by a guy.
He robbed me.
Miller.
He was charged with first-degree armed robbery.
In your case?
In my case. Spent like... I don't know.
Did you have to testify against him?
I had already moved here. It was right before I left. So I gave a statement.
That's all you had to do?
But he ended up, him and another guy ended up shooting someone in a very similar situation.
Yeah, I think he was just walking down the street. Like a couple was walking down the street. Mm-hmm. He passed them. Then he turned around and came back and shot the dude in the head.
Oh, my God.
Just cold blood, murdered somebody. Lucky. Could have been Drab T-shirt.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. As you should be.
Too.
Good job. Well done, Drab. Way to dodge that bullet. All right, when we come back, we will get into Debo Samuel's waistline. We'll talk about that. And don't forget, at 8:25, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. She'll join us to talk more Commanders. And Dante Whitner will close out the show at 9:40 here on The Junks. Don't forget, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. That's your destination for tip-off weekend. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll give you two chances for the word of the day so you can enter the contest. So you want to keep listening for your chance to win freebies, free stuff, which is always great.
Cakes, I don't think you ever monetized the business of reminding EB.
I haven't.
But
I've been remiss.
You need to be in that business this week because you need to remind him we have this meeting today.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. At Nats Park. Then you're going to need to remind him we have the Altcast on Friday.
That is true. We do have those things.
A little too much extracurricular stuff this week for my taste. Kind of like work-related
too
extracurricular.
Many activities.
A little bit too much. Just keep it track.
I understand.
A little
I
too much.
You.
I agree.
But
too much leaving the house.
Right. Yeah. Right. Too much out of my routine.
The whole compound.
Hey, but Jason, man, you look like you shaved. You got a haircut.
Yeah, I went over to see my girl Ruby. She's the sweetest girl in the world. Man, Ruby at Grooming Lounge.
Dude, I was going to ask you if that place is still around.
Yeah,
she's awesome. Because I need more stuff. Let me tell you what I need.
Oh, you need like shampoo and lotion.
I need the definitely want more of that powder. I put it on my feet. My feet look smelling a little bit better.
Right.
And then I love their hair
rubs
gel.
Rubs the lotion on its skin.
Every time I go in there, he says, do the boys need anything? I say, nah.
Yes,
I do.
I do. I need a
next
whole
time,
bunch of stuff.
Next time I go in there, I'll hook you.
Get a couple hair gels and some powder.
Ruby is so sweet. This girl is so sweet. I love her.
I hope you tip her well.
I did. I'm a good tipper.
I know. Right. You're a very good tipper.
Oh, I tipped her well.
Did
probably
I tell
the
you
best of the bunch.
Bogo to Chow's, one place that was fast food that I didn't go to.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't fast food. We went to the Fogo de Chao because my daughter likes meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been there, right? Where they just bring
sure,
meat.
Sure. It's a meatapalooza.
It's a meatapalooza.
I've only been once.
Yeah.
I feel like I went there with you. Maybe it was some sort of birthday or something.
I don't know. I've been a few times. I hadn't been in a while. It's very good, but it ends up being $100 a person.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's pricey.
It's just so expensive. And I think I'm going to go once every 10 years. So I got like one more time to go in my life.
Right. One or two more times.
Yeah.
You have one or two more trips.
It's a once in every 10 years deal. Well, but it is nice that they just keep bringing out silly meats.
That lines up perfectly with our story about Debo Samuel. Maybe he went to Fogo de, I think it's called Chow.
Fogo de Chow is what I call it.
I don't know the correct pronunciation.
I call it Fogo de Chow.
The Brazilian steakhouse where you flip over the red and green light bit on your table. And then they start bringing you prime rib and until you tell them to stop.
Right.
So Debo, responding to reports that the Niners were concerned he was overweight before trading him to the Commanders, said he got up to 225 pounds last year, which is 10 pounds above his listed weight. He posted on social media acknowledging talk that he was too heavy during the 2024 season. Quote, 225 to be exact, Samuel wrote, can't wait till this season starts. Fresh start, new bow.
There you go.
So I guess he's
ready to go.
Dedicated, and he's going to shed the pounds before he makes it to OTAs and training camps here for the Commanders once the trade is made official.
Well, it's hard hope, and I'm not going to disbelieve him, but I say it to myself all the time. All right, this week I'm not going to eat any junk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shed a few pounds, and easier said than done. So we'll see if Debo shows up in the best shape of his life. That's what he's kind of claiming.
I don't know if he'll be in the best shape of his life, but I think he'll be plenty good enough shape to make a bunch of plays.
Yeah, so I agree.
I'm worried about it zero.
Even at 225, he was making plays last year.
Right. I'm not worried about him at all.
It's hard to stay in shape when you've got a calf issue and you've got rib issue.
You have pneumonia.
Oblique.
You can't work out.
Well, usually pneumonia, you lose weight because you don't eat. But
how about you split the difference and just play at 220? Like, he came into the league in the scouting combine at 214. I don't think playing six pounds above your college weight is a big deal.
Believe me,
just play at 220.
That's just like a heavy dinner.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal.
Sure.
He's going to be fine.
I hope I gain 6 pounds tonight at our client meeting, depending on what the food spread is. Hopefully it's delicious.
Yeah. Are they providing food?
I mean, mm-hmm. We're there from 4 till like 7 is the event, so that's
food and drink.
Smack in the middle of dinner time last time I checked.
Right. Excited for the mascot hour?
I do like mascots. I will probably take a picture
that's
with
like
the mascots.
That's like if you want to go on a tour or something,
says
right?
For 1 hour, the mascot swinging by, and then you could go on a tour.
Well, that means Screech will be there. What other did it list what mascots are going to be there?
No.
Look
at the excitement.
I don't know if G-Wiz is going to be there.
Hey, Drab, by the way, this is for Odyssey, right? It's not for the Nats. We're just holding it there. Is that the idea?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know hardly anything about it. I wasn't really informed, so.
Mm.
He's out of the loop a lot on, like, sales and schmooze bits.
All right. I just don't understand why we're doing mascot bits if it's for Odyssey. Maybe we misinterpreted what the event is. Maybe it's
I think it's just a schmooze.
I think it's a client schmooze.
I think it's a meet and greet.
I know, like we did at MGM, but this is just different. Seems feels different.
Yeah, well, I just think they're trying. Your anxiety about it is kind of transferring over to me. Well, I didn't have anxiety until just now.
I like
just says you're scheduled to attend the Odyssey client event.
Yeah.
Titled Terra Club on March 4th from 4 to 7, at which you may participate in a mascot appearance and tour. Okay. With the reminder to arrive no later than 3:45. That's the summary that I now get in all these stupid emails.
Execs. You're not an account exec. He's not an account exec.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm not, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to be there. I'll be chipper. I'll be friendly.
You'll be chipper EB.
I'll be friendly.
Be schmoozing EB.
Yeah. No problem.
I feel like it's not going to be that different from the time when we went out to the Gaylord and we were at National Harbor schmoozing, yeah. but we ended up just talking to each other.
That's generally the way it works.
That's what I'm assuming it is, but it's just throwing a curveball being over there with like mascots and it almost seems Nat-centric.
I think they're just trying to entertain the clients.
Okay. All right.
They don't care about us.
Were we rubbing elbows with a FanDuel guy there or a DraftKings guy? I can't remember.
FanDuel.
There were a few different
guy.
Ones.
He was my guy.
Yeah. I was hoping there some pennies from heaven would fall my way from that schmooze. Didn't really materialize.
I shook hands with guys, and then they said, oh, we'd love to work with you, but we have our full budget for 2025 done.
Right.
Okay. How about 2026?
Yeah. If your budget is done, why am I here?
But getting back
to
Debo just for a second, again, I'm not worried about his weight. I think that'll be fine.
As long as he's healthy and isn't like hooked up to a ventilator and can go out and work out. He's going to weigh around 220, 225 pounds.
There were some funny memes of like ginormous, like fat guys, like, yeah. You know, lining up at wide.
Sure.
Those are kind of funny, but I'm not concerned about it. I listened to Kime again this morning when I was driving it in, and he did like 20 minutes with Jay Gruden. Can't stop talking about how great
Gruden
he thinks the move
him.
Is.
He thinks he's the perfect fit. Now,
perfect fit.
While Debo said he was 225, the reports were he was 20 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. So the reports, if you do the math, are having Debo at 235.
I'm dead sexy. Look at my sexy body.
I don't doubt that he could lose 10 pounds if he wanted. That's important.
He's going
to
be motivated.
Yeah. When I watched...
the guy wants a new contract.
Did you watch him and think, oh, he looks slow?
No, I watched him and thought he looked hurt.
Oh. Well, I watched him average 3.2 yards per carry last year, which is by far a career low.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not great. But again, a lot of that's probably due to the fact that he had a banged up oblique and he was suffering from pneumonia. I think it takes you a while to get over
that for a week.
The pneumonia.
But
McCaffrey
was out the entire year. Their offense was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Everything surrounds that McCaffrey.
That's fine. McCaffrey was out.
Ayuk was out for the entire year.
But with those guys out, shouldn't Debo have ascended and shouldn't have his numbers been better?
No, because defense is focused on him.
Okay. It's just a little bit red flag.
Plus the injuries that you pointed out.
Do you think the injuries, I think, were the primary factor.
Thinking about how Terry had such a breakout season in a lot of ways last year, do you think adding Debo now, can he go a step further, Terry? Or does this take away
targets? I don't think it takes away that much from Terry because I think they just operate in different parts of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Debo's much closer to the line of scrimmage. Terry's more downfield.
Remember, Terry's yardage was actually down to an extent. He barely crossed that 1,000-yard mark, which he's done, five seasons in a row,
He's always kind of right around.
It was the touchdowns that went way up.
Yeah. And his yards after the catch, I don't know if it was statistically better, but it certainly seemed like his yards after the catch were a lot better this year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the year before it was 1,002 yards. This year it was 1,096.
Yeah.
But the touchdowns jumped from 4 to 13.
I'm going over on all of Debo's numbers. I'm going to be like Cakes. He usually goes over.
I do love
I'm going over on all his numbers.
Okay.
Catches, yards, touchdowns, over.
Remember, Valdez says you should just go blind and just bet unders on everything.
Unders is usually the path.
Okay, unders that's on fine. All season long.
I can't remember the last time I bet an under.
Not every player goes under. I'm going over.
For sure.
I'm going
for
over.
Sure.
Do you think Debo will have somebody here in Washington like taking away food from him like Michael Finley did to Luka Doncic at the Western Conference Finals when he had a beer
after
advancing to the NBA Finals?
I think that was more of an optics thing than it was they're worried about him being a big fatty.
Well, they clearly were worried about it because they ended up trading him. And all the text about it was they were worried about his conditioning and betting against his future, which how's that working out for the Dallas Mavericks?
Jason, you're a Niners fan. What's Debo's favorite food? Do you know his favorite food, his likes, his dislikes?
It's got to be something Southern.
Wiki or
I don't know. I'm just I don't have. I'm just asking if he knows.
Oh my God. Did that is a random question.
We're talking about Debo being overweight.
Oh, I know it.
Debo.
It's got to be something Southern.
Don't tell me. Debo's favorite food.
I will give you a clue.
All right.
According to this, the one food he will never eat is sushi.
Well, he's missing out on it.
Yeah.
I mean, what a delicacy. Like, he should broaden his horizons. But you have his favorite food?
I do.
All right. Is it a main course? Is it an app? Is it a snack? What is it?
It's a main course.
Main course. Debo loves prime rib.
Pork chops.
Jason, you want to guess?
Gotta get the buzzer ready.
Chicken. Jason fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is that his go-to?
Fried chicken is good.
Who doesn't love fried chicken?
Hey, here's a story, though, that might be a little concerning. This is from a couple years ago. Weight must always be an issue with him, because this headline is, the real-life diet of Debo Samuel, who traded fast food for a personal chef.
Ah. So he's starting to take his diet seriously.
Well, that was a couple years ago.
That was a couple years ago, yeah. He needs a personal chef.
He was following EB's fast food playbook for a while.
It's funny because my wife...
He traded it in.
My wife made, I guess I would consider this fried chicken, right? Because she did shake and bake. Is that faux fried chicken? It's not really fried.
Yeah, it's faux. It's
faux, right?
I mean, it's not the real thing, but it's a close approximation.
Right. She was like, I'm sick of making everything.
It's not like getting like... a 10-piece box from like Popeyes. No, I mean, that's real fried chicken.
No, that's way
going
better.
We're going to like Royal Farms and getting a silly box of fried chicken. No.
Nothing compares to that.
Yeah, yeah. That's, but I mean, those are the one seeds.
She called me when I was driving. She said, I'm sick of making, you know, Kate only eats limited things. What can I do? I
go, yeah.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Let's do shake and bake.
According to this story,
got it.
According to the story from a couple years ago, he said his rookie year, he took the college mentality and just ate everything. And then he's hired a personal chef to give him more all natural foods. Love maybe took a year off from that.
Yeah, maybe just punted the personal chef when he got sick with pneumonia
last
year.
Maybe you should try those vibrating plates. That's supposed to help you. You know, my vibrating plates that I do every day.
And then he just smacks his arms.
Yeah. Drains his lymphatic system. Maybe get his metabolism rolling.
He does say in this article, he goes, I'm from the South. I love chicken and mac and cheese.
Oh, I mean, that sounds like an amazing lunch.
Love mac and cheese.
You know, good chicken and mac and cheeses.
Put a little mashed potatoes and gravy in there. Oh my God.
That's so many carbs.
Remember, somebody sent me $100 for breakfast. We could go get some fast food.
It's a great idea. You can keep your heater going.
Yeah.
I love it.
Although I'm technically not supposed to eat till noon, but yeah, let's get into it.
Let's make this happen. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will continue to talk Commanders. We will rank their free agents that they have looming this offseason, how we see they should be signed. When we come back, we will do that here on The Fan.